Live PC, Give PC set a goal of raising $2 million to exceed last year's $1.7 million and surprise themselves by raising $2,026,917. KPCW has heard some reports that, in order not to ruin the momentum, the organizers aren't reporting certain donations immediately, rather holding off on reporting them till later in the evening. Live PC, Give PC Chairman Mike Ruzek and Park City Community Foundation Program Director Ollie Wilder say there was no way for them to know what would happen.
Well, if you think about last year, we hit our mark at about, what, 10 o'clock? Maybe?
Yeah, a little bit earlier in the night. And we had a sense before that that it was looking good. This year, we didn't actually have that sense. This year, moving into it, we were thinking, well, it's looking good to beat last year's $1.7 million, but we're not quite sure that we're going to hit that $2 million mark. We really weren't sure until about 11:20 when, you know, some really substantial gifts were reported.
Wilder says, though Park City Community Foundation came in with $90,000 in unrestricted funds on its own, there were others that raised even more.
To be honest, I think Mountain Trails and a couple of the others actually beat us. If you look at the leaderboard listings, you only see online gifts, and it doesn't look like quite that much. But if you go to their actual page, they include the offline gifts that they reported. And I believe I saw Mountain Trails up over $100,000. So there are organizations that really are doing a great job at bringing the community together on this day, and it makes a huge difference to what they can do in the year.
Organizations with the highest number of online donors are awarded an extra stipend to sweeten the pot. Wilder says they had some new winners this year.
So let's start first with the overall leaderboard, just to give credit where credit's due. So sponsored by Park City Mountain and Epic Promise, Mountain Trails Foundation won first place based on number of donors. Park City Education Foundation, for the first time, is on this board in second place, and Summit Land Conservancy in third place. So they won $2,500, $1,500, and $1,250 in prizes. But then we had a bunch of themed leaderboards, and on the Energizing and Enlivening leaderboard, which is basically arts and culture, KPCW and Mountain Town Music tied with exactly 266 donors each. And then Park City Film Series came in third in that category.
This year, there were 4,123 unique donors. Matching grants totaled $373,000. Offline donations were more than $700,000, with online donations totaling more than $900,000. Next year's fundraiser has been penciled in for November 9th. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.